USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A late night vote in the House on the $1.9 trillion relief package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the final tally just after 2 a.m. Eastern Time.
On this vote, the yeas are 219, the nays are 212. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The package includes $1,400 stimulus payments, an extra $400 a week in federal unemployment benefits, a benefit of up to $3,600 per child, and billions of dollars for schools and local governments. Two Democrats voted against the bill and now moves on to the Senate, where a provision increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is expected to be stripped following a ruling by the Senate parliamentarian. Federal unemployment benefits expire March 14th. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Former President Donald Trump is set to headline the Conservative Political Action Conference on Sunday. Day two of the annual event has wrapped up in Orlando.
Since the normal location of Maryland is in lockdown, the conference is in not lockdown Orlando, Florida. Earlier Friday morning, Senator Mike Lee of Utah set the tone.
And let's remember what government is. Government's not some holy thing. It's not some noble aspiration. It's nothing more and nothing less than the official collective use of force. It's just coercive force. And so faith in government means tyranny. You can't have faith in government without promoting tyranny. And faith in people means freedom.
Subscription-based Fox Nation is carrying the conference live. President Trump will close the gathering Sunday with a forward-looking speech. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a Saudi Arabian dissident and Washington Post columnist has been released. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed, and the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Authorities are attempting to rescue more than 300 school children who were kidnapped in Nigeria. Gunmen seized them in a raid on their school more than 24 hours ago. It is the second such kidnapping in a little over a week in a part of the region increasingly targeted by militants and criminal gangs. Stocks wrapped up a rocky week, the Dow losing 470 points to close at 30,932. The S&P 500 lost 18 at 3811, and the NASDAQ up 73 to 13,192. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.